Why settle for 7% returns from your 401k? Whether you're an experienced investor or new to the game, our friends at The Motley Fool want to help you find great stocks. That's why they've created a report on a group of five stock picks for the next generation of investors. And it's free for all WSJ and Barron's Group listeners. Visit fool.com/WSJ.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, January 7th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Applications to MBA programs are on the rise, with more students hoping to learn how to succeed in business. But the rules for success were upended by the pandemic. To reflect that, more business schools are updating their curricula with corporate pandemic challenges and lessons on crisis management.
One of the popular criticisms of an MBA for years was that their curriculum is out of date, that it only focuses on numbers. Is it worth the cost? I think programs would point to what they're doing now with some of these new cases as look how up to date we are with current happenings in business and their attempts to modernize to fight that criticism.
Coming up, our business education reporter Patrick Thomas will take us inside the classroom with details of real world lessons MBA students are learning to prepare them for the business world. That's after the break.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/WSJ.
The pandemic forced the corporate world to rewrite its business plans, and now MBA programs are following suit. Our reporter Patrick Thomas has been checking in with some of the country's top business schools on this, and he joins us now to discuss. Patrick, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the allure of MBA programs. Why are people interested in them, and what do they hope to get out of them?
So students go to MBA programs for a variety of reasons, whether it's to get new skills, to advance in their current careers. It's highly encouraged at a lot of Wall Street firms and investment banking, private equity. Some people go to switch careers if they were in something like teaching or even journalism and want to go into finance. They want to go into consulting. That's a popular feeder from MBA programs, is a career at McKinsey or other firms like that. And that's one of the main reasons why people go, is career switching, and it's a good life reset. It's 2 years outside of work, and in a time when the job market's down, a lot of people use it to kind of reinvent their careers.
Now, you've reported on the growing popularity of MBA programs. What are business schools doing to attract students?
Well, if you think about it, a lot of students are kind of going to these MBA programs right now. Applications are up because their lives were, for many of them, their lives were disrupted in some way by the pandemic or the economic downturn caused by the pandemic, right? So they're going and they're kind of getting a new lesson. This last fall, we've seen that schools are starting to teach some of the management lessons we're seeing out of the pandemic. So students can kind of learn the new reality they're stepping into, right? If they're going into consulting, they're getting kind of a 2-year education on what are some of the problems businesses are facing. And it kind of gives them a good grasp so they can go into the new reality in 2 years after they leave their MBA and go into the business world, having studied some of the management decisions that, good and bad, that were made during the pandemic and gleaning what lessons can be taught given the benefit of hindsight.
Right. So now let's talk about that. The pandemic forced many businesses to review their operations and others to go into survival mode. So there's a lot for business students to study. Take us through some of the examples that MBA classes are now including in their plans.
Yeah, so some of them are really interesting. For example, at Harvard Business School, which authors a ton of case studies that are used at MBA programs throughout the country, they're one of the main authors of case studies. And one of them that was taught was about Merck, the big vaccine maker in the U.S. And it was kind of a situation where they asked the class, should a vaccine maker like Merck accept government money from Operation Warp Speed? Would that be beneficial to your business, which cuts down the cost on manufacturing a vaccine and the cost of clinical trials and things like that? Does it make sense for them to go with government funding? Or if you were the CEO, would it make sense to do it your own way? And that way you have more control over the pricing of your vaccine, those sorts of things. There's no strings attached if you don't take the government money. So that kind of situation, like the professor will ask the students, put yourself in the office of the CEO, right? And you're tasked with these decisions. So that's one example. Another one was at Columbia Business School about Smithfield Foods. It was kind of a hypothetical situation. If you're a meatpacking plant and you have these COVID cases from the spring, is now an opportunity to automate your facility even more, to bring in the robots. And so you don't have maybe as many COVID cases spreading around. Is that one way to kind of eliminate that risk? And those are a couple of the examples to diving into automation. You know, do you an Operation Warp Speed scenario? There's other cases at Harvard, such as Zoom and Airbnb blowing up their marketing strategies during COVID. Airbnb kind of shifting at a time when people aren't traveling. How are they marketing themselves to customers and that sort of thing? So those are just some of the examples that professors are starting to take a more modern twist on their case studies.
So how does this compare to the curriculum in MBA programs before the pandemic?
Many of the curriculums, you know, they center on, it's kind of a variety of things. They'll look at a lot of business situations for the past couple of years. There's always case studies that business schools use for like Amazon or GE or, you know, those sorts of companies. But right now, one professor said it would be very strange for them to do case studies from a couple of years ago that just aren't relevant anymore or during a pandemic and act like in a marketing class, act like nothing is happening. So it makes more sense to look at what's happening now during the pandemic as opposed to what was happening a couple of years ago. It just doesn't make sense to not acknowledge the craziness that's going on outside of the business world. And it prepares the students for kind of the chaotic world they're going to enter when they leave these programs.
You know, until now, most business leaders hadn't experienced crisis management at the level they did in 2020. So what does that mean for this next generation of business leaders in the classroom?
Well, for this next wave of managers in MBA programs, they're getting kind of a crash course in a lot of ways in some of these things. There was a new case at Harvard about the president of the Princess Cruise Lines and how that particular business leader was staying mentally healthy. There's a new class this coming semester at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, one of the top business schools, that is just a panel of CEOs from places like Johnson & Johnson and Vail Resorts, which, you know, their whole business is shut down right now. And that's a huge crisis. And it's just them coming in and talking to students of, this is our crisis. We've been going through this for months. Here's how we're dealing with it. So these current crop of students are kind of coming in and getting a crash course in crisis management and kind of observing what business leaders are doing with hindsight, what may be working, what's not working. I had one professor at Harvard tell me, like, this is an opportune time to get an MBA right now because you can kind of look at everything going on and study the whole picture of how the pandemic is changing business. You know, for a lot of students, that's probably going to be a real benefit for them.
Now let's talk about the cost of MBA programs. The cost of higher education in general continues to rise. Americans are holding more than $1 trillion in student debt. Will the schools be using these curriculum updates to try to justify the costs?
It seems more like just something they ought to do as MBA programs. Like, the pandemic is very much a management issue. And what better place to kind of study some of these management issues than an MBA program? And the cost of an MBA is very high. And this is one of kind of the justifications of it is you get the benefit is if you're going to pay $200,000, which some programs do cost that when you factor in cost of living, then it should pay out. And this is one of the ways it kind of does benefit. In 2 years, you get to take 2 years out of a stressful job market and kind of study what's going on and come out of it with a chance to restart your career.
Now, you mentioned the cost of MBA programs is high. How does it compare to non-MBA programs?
It's definitely one of the pricier graduate degrees, especially because it's 2 years, and that's, you know, double the tuition of a lot of one-year masters. But the salary survey in September shows that the salary benefits are higher than other masters. So you kind of have to balance those two. It's why a lot of experts suggest people should go get an MBA in their late 20s, because you have a higher earnings potential. You have more years to kind of keep your salary going up and make that money to pay off the higher debt load as compared to other master's degrees.
But there's also a growing sentiment that maybe an MBA degree isn't necessary to succeed. Some people in business, like Tesla CEO Elon Musk, have suggested that too many employees with MBAs are hurting companies' ability to think creatively. So how is that thinking playing into schools revamping their curriculum and attracting candidates to their programs?
Yeah, that's a constant question is an MBA relevant? Do I need an MBA? And the schools will tell you this is kind of an example of why you should get one, right? The revamping they're doing of their curriculum and adding modern cases like these and trying to stay up to date with what's going on is definitely one of the reasons that they would say you need to get an MBA or that it could benefit you. If you're going into a field like consulting, look, you can study all these different businesses and then you can come out well-prepared at your job. And after 2 years of studying what's happening in the world, I think they would definitely use that as a justification to say they're up to date. One of the popular criticisms of an MBA for years was that their curriculum is out of date, that it only focuses on numbers. Is it worth the cost? I think programs would point to what they're doing now with some of these new cases as look how up to date we are with current happenings in business and their attempts to modernize to fight that criticism that it's an outdated degree that doesn't have any significance. And what is studying management even mean? And MBAs would say, look, this is the importance of studying management is just look at how important it was during this pandemic.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Patrick Thomas. Patrick, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.